First of all, what does a storm spotter do, first of all?
Well, if there's a tornado watch, we send people out, or a warning, of course. We send out ham radio operators mainly that we have. We've got at least 16 of them in McDonough County. And they go out, I send them out, and I watch the radar, and I'll say, so-and-so go to such and such a place. Something has been spotted, a cell has been spotted over industry, say. And they go out in that area and they watch. And if there is something, they call it right in. And I get a hold of the National Weather Service, let them know what's going on so they can put it on television, on the weather channels or whatever, you know, and stuff like that. That's pretty much the gist of it. And our main thing is trying to preserve life, property, keep people safe. And we say warning, take cover, we give instructions. And that's the gist of it, really.
What kind of training coming up on Tuesday?
It's a two-hour session put on by the National Weather Service. There'll be two or three of them there. And they'll show what to look for. Like, say, you've got a wife and three kids. This will tell you when to hit the basement or to take cover. And but they tell the kids what to look for also. And it helps them, and it erases some fear in the kids, which is pretty important.
American Legion, 6:30 Tuesday.
And, open to the public.
No registration ahead of time.
No registration, but we are going to give away three weather radios, and that'll be put out. Dan Krebs is as the director for the county, and he got access to three of them. We're going to give away, which he does a great job.
Now, do you do this as a volunteer, or do you do this as an officer of the
strictly
board?
Volunteer. I represent the county board on it, yes, because I'm chairman of the ESDA committee for the county.